we were deep enough in USA basketball to overcome two big time injuries. But we weren't deep enough in the Comets to overcome injuries. We first of all got unlucky in the fact that Figs and Arcang don't come back. I'm going to characterize the season. We got unlucky when both guards didn't come back. Then Cynthia Cooper retired. And then we get Michelle's mother passes away, and that really hurts Michelle for 2 or 3 weeks, which is natural. And then Tina gets hurt for 8 games. It takes her 2 more to come back. And then Cheryl's been hurt off and on all year, missed 3 games, but been hurt off and on. Then I lose Dominique for 2 games. And then, to top all of that off, I think I did a very poor job of coaching young and inexperienced guards. I never got them comfortable all year, and so therefore, we just could not overcome that. Now, there's going to be a lot of positives in this. We've been the results of high picks in both the dispersal draft hurt us more than anything. The dispersal draft just equalized this league. In other words, Phoenix gets Penny Taylor to go along with Taurasi. Washington gets Beard to go along with Melvin, so to speak. Should be Melvin to go along with Beard. High draft picks, and San Antonio, even though they had a poor record, they wind up with Thomas and Pee Wee Johnson, an Olympian and a future All-Star, which right now we're going to utilize our draft pick. And we're going to evaluate everything we're doing, everything we have been doing, everything we're going to do in the future. And we've got to look at free agency and see if that's the way to. This will be the WNBA's real first free agency. Players with 6 years of experience can go anywhere they want to go. Our contracts for our team, we're in pretty good shape there. What we got to do is go find some other players that are free agents that might want to change scenery.
What's the